It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. It's Saturday morning. It's 9 o'clock, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. It's going to be about 88 degrees out there. We are in the middle of barbecue season. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Randy. This is Barbecue Bob. It's Saturday morning. It must be WBBL-FM. We're here to make your food taste better, make your grilling time a success, make you a hero on your grill.
A little bit of grill envy goes a long way in the neighborhood, baby. Today we've got a lot going on, and stick with us because Bob's going to put some meals to take on the road when you're going on your camping trips. Bob's been hitting a few camping trips throughout the summer already, and he's got some easy-to-make recipes for you and dinners, if you will, whole menus. We're going to talk a little bit about our next 2 weeks. We're going to be at the Granville Armory. That's a special one for Bob. We'll touch on that. And then we're going to be out at the Coast Guard Festival in Grand Haven on the 30th.
And that's a special one for Randy because he always wanted to be in the Navy.
Yeah, right. I got to salute and I can sing the song, man.
It was the Village Boys that...
The whole outfit. That's,
yeah.
That's what it's about.
Well,
we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, Ed O'Keefe from Chateau Grand Traverse Winery is going to join us today. We're going to give you some recipes, some quick ones on the grill with tortillas for both the adults and the kids. Our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell, is going to talk to us. He's coming back to town, going to be doing some classes. We had to move those back, but now he's coming back, and you're going to want to get involved with those. One of our friends from the east side of the state, can't wait to talk to Joe. He's going to talk about the Summer Beer Fest that's going on over at Frankenmuth, or Frankenmuth Brewery is going to be part of it, rather. Big Paulie is calling in from the East Coast. Got some good recipes from the East Coast,
a little bit
of seafood.
That's my Goomba.
Yeah, and then in the last hour, or last segment, we're going to take some callers. Bob's got a new... sauce line out there that's called Stockyard, which is to die for. They're really good, and we get to call it in. Tell us what you've been grilling this summer, and if we like your recipe, Bob's going to give you some sauce. So, busy day, so stick with us.
Yeah. So, let's start this thing off with a little explanation as to what we really do. And Randy is... he is quite the grilling guy, so why don't you tell him how you really got into this whole deal and why you sit in that chair every Saturday morning, which is kind of painful.
Well, it is painful, but it's a labor of love. You know, I like to eat. If you look at me, there's a lot of meat to look at, and grilling meat, when you mix heat and meat, it's just manly. And it's a social thing. I get to do it out on the back deck, or more so since we've been doing this program, I get asked a lot, as I'm sure you do, to come grill for a group of friends. Is, hey, we're having a party. Can you run the grill? It's kind of the center of the activity in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
That's when the Speedo comes in.
Yeah. I don't need to be the center of attention, but everything happens around the kitchen at a party in the winter, and everything happens around the grill in the summer. So I just like being there. It's where the action is. You get to cut little bites and give people a taste. And the more I can learn about this and the more I can help the audience have that great fun that I'm having, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I do too. And we really kind of dreamt this thing up at deer camp, and we had my tripod set up over the campfire, and I think we had your little portable bar set up on that little folding table. And this guy, when he goes to deer camp, he doesn't, you know, just bring a little McGillicuddy's peppermint schnapps. He's got this leather and brass fold-out thing, James Bond all the way, and martini glasses. And you know what? It was really nice.
It's vacation, man. If you're going to go on vacation and everybody's doing that right now, you better have some fun. And one of the things that I like to do on vacation is be social with people. And if you're cooking or you're imbibing in an adult or non-adult beverage, for whatever that matters, it's just fun to have a big social time.
Yep.
And when you center it around food and drink, everybody seems to be happy.
Yeah, that's right. And because sometimes, you know, there will come a point in your life when you just won't be able to do that anymore. And if you didn't do it now... shame on you.
Yeah. You know, and people are a little bit intimidated by the grill sometimes because they're afraid they're going to burn something, or they don't know when
it's done,
or is it raw still, or is it overcooked? And we've all made mistakes, me inclusive, lots of them, with regard to cooking something too long, or you got distracted and things. So one of our missions here at the Grilling Guys is just to kind of help you, give you some tips, and let you understand what it is that you can do to pretty much guarantee success on your grill every time you step up to it.
That's right. And I'd like to talk a little bit about what we've got coming up, because we've got a couple of really cool remotes coming up. And the one is on July 23rd, which is a special day for me because it's my birthday. But we're going to be at the Armory on 44th Street, the Grand Valley Armory. And Sergeant Freese has asked us to come down there and grill for the troops. There's going to be about 100, I didn't tell you this part, there's going to be about 180 guys standing there with forks and knives waiting for you to perform. So, and these are all Army guys, so you'll probably want to, you know, do some push-ups before you get there and, you know, be ready with that spatula.
Yeah, sounds like we better heat up the grill, too.
No, we'll have to bring the big good one down there. But, you know, Army National Guard, I was Army Guard after the Air Force, and...
they kick you out? How does a guy get in two arms of the service?
Well,
one of them had to let you go.
It's easy because, you know, I came out as a sergeant, and I walked right over to the guard thing at Ferris and just said, hey, give me a little gig here, and they started handing guns to me and uniforms. I got a whole new set of threads out of the deal. It was good.
Wow. Uncle Sam had to be desperate that day.
He was. But, you know, that was the 80s, dude. They wouldn't take me now. So we'll be at the Armory. We're going to feed the troops. We're going to broadcast from there. We're going to get Colonel Denny Gillum to come in, and who is Frontlines of Freedom here on our sister station, WJRW, on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. So Denny's going to come down there and help us out with the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of his missions and things that he's got going on. And then the next one will be, again, that's the family fair in Grand Haven at the Coast Guard Festival, and it's anchors away. Randy, you'll be fit.
Yeah, actually, it's at the D&W in Grand Haven there at the Coast Guard Festival. We're going to be out there with the Spartan Mobile Grill. Spartan has worked with us this summer to pair up with the Grilling Guys, and they've got this 20-foot trailer. You've heard us talk about it. We've been on several remotes with them where they wheel in and cook 100 pounds of preferred Angus or tender ridge, not prime rib, but New York strips every time they show up.
Hey, if you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 FM WBBL, and we're here every Saturday from 9 to 11. So Coast Guard Festival will be there the weekend of the kickoff.
That's right, the 30th, and we're going to be live at D&W from 9 to 11. Then I'm planning on, and I know you are too, is just hanging out and helping these guys with the Spartan Mobile Grill and then enjoying a little bit of the Coast Guard Festival. I mean, this is summer in Michigan, man. There's tons of things going on. We just came off a big holiday weekend where there were fireworks everywhere. We had you know, just a lot going on, and the Coast Guard Festival is just another one of those wonderful festivals that we have all throughout the summer.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the last couple days, it has been so gorgeous that I can't get enough of it.
You know, that Spartan Mobile Grill, if you haven't seen us out at the local events, they're going to be doing the picnic at the Pops. They're going to have that out there. Those are Thursday and Friday nights starting here in about a week. And I guess, well, maybe they're going to start next week, if you will. And Thursday and Friday nights, you'll see that trailer out there in the parking lot. It's going to be there for 4 weeks in a row. And again, serving up that tender ridge or preferred Angus, New York strips, you really got to try that. This is some of the best meat we've ever had.
It's and phenomenal the Spartan stores, steak. Yep. The process these guys go through to select a steak it's kind of almost ridiculous if you think about it. I mean, it's just been culled so many times, but that family growing that beef for Spartan is pretty amazing. Anyway, the whole purpose of this show is to help you save money on fine food and to give you fun and tasty hobbies and really to help send my kids to college. That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's a big motivator for me, Bob. Other than that, I like eating healthy. You and I both lost a winter 20 here this spring, and part of that was choosing better things to eat and choosing better ways to prepare them. And I think a lot of our audience, as I talk to them off the air when we're out and about, everybody's, you know, Michigan, I just saw a stat this week, we're the 10th fattest state in the union, and we got to do something about
that. I thought we were the
fattest. No, we're the 10th.
Well, Mississippi beats us?
I didn't see who was top. All I heard was we're the 10th, and you know what? I'm going to do my part to alleviate that, because you can eat healthy, you can eat very tasty on the grill, and it doesn't have to be loaded with fat.
That's right. And some of the time you're doing that, you're going to be on the road like it's picnic time. So I'm thinking, what are you going to do to make your picnic a grilling success? So a couple of the things that I have on list here are some things I take on a road trip, basically, is how you look at things, right? So Viennas, Kogel Viennas, always just pack those. What I'll do with my burgers is I'll pre-make them, and I'll patty them up. And I like doing those designer burgers like you like, you know, and putting all the goodies in them. It just makes the kids worried.
And you pre-make those before you go. You just put them in the fridge, and they'll hold for 4 or 5 days.
Oh, yeah. You form them up nice and cold, and just you can wrap them. I put a little wax paper on them, and I just wrap the whole thing up. So when I get to that grill in the park or wherever I'm at, bang them on. I'm not messing around with anything unsterile.
Yep. Pull them out and cook them.
Yep. And loins marinated, wrapped in foil or plastic, is really good. Just take the plastic off while you're grilling.
Is that like a pork loin?
Stop it.
Yeah.
And then potatoes, same thing. Wedge them up, and you know, you're back to your basic, just little salad dressing. Marinate them. Keep them in a Ziploc bag. You can do the same thing with veggies, and they go in the cooler nice. Why I like the Ziplocs is because you can just chuck them in the cooler. They fit into whatever unused space the beer hasn't taken. And or you know, if you're gonna do chicken, do this: pre-cook it a little bit. Parboil it a touch if you're going in, and then baste it. So when you throw it on the grill, you just really need to sear it.
Right.
So, Kogel brats.
You know, I've got later in the show, I'm going to do what I call a potato plank recipe. Those work very good pre-prepared as well. But coming up in the next segment, we're going to have a great conversation with our friend Ed O'Keefe from Chateau Grand Traverse. Bob's going to give us a little bit of history on the spark guard on his grill. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.